88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you.
he came down. Oh, what do I found? Oh, no, you were not there. And you don't know when or where. What the Lord's done for me, he gave me victory. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Say it.
Heaven, he came down. Oh, what joy I found. Oh, all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Father, here we are once again in a brand new year, a brand new time, brand new day. And Lord, even as the sun shines down on Mount Calvary, we ask you to shine your love on us in 2019. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your word. And Lord, even at this time as your word comes forth, we ask that it come forth to do what it must do. To draw like a magnet men, women, boys, and girls to Mount Calvary, to you, and not drive them away. It is in the mighty and precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Greetings to everybody. To Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and as always, to our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson. And to all of you, it's a great day. The sun has burned the fog off. Have you noticed? Amen. God is still on the throne. Amen. Amen. Visibility was low when I drove over here, but I could probably see for miles and miles right about now. Amen. This is what we're going to do today. We're going to get right to it, because even if you don't have a Bible, on your program is Psalm 23 and 6. 23 and 6, right on the front of your program. You can just flip it over. And it says this: surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just for a little while, we want to talk from the subject, all the days. All the days. Amen. It's 2019 now. What's past is past. Amen. There's a new opportunity to live for God. We all learned some life lessons in 2018. Some of us learned the hard way. Some of us learn the easy way. I was always one that had to learn the hard way. Amen, amen. Every punishment I ever got in my life, I deserved that one and more. Amen. And when I learned how to lie and get away with things, I would blame it on my baby sister. Amen. She probably got some of my whippings. Amen. But that's what little sisters are for. Amen. Every day is a blessing. We need the Lord all day and all the days of not only 2019, but beyond. Amen. We can't take anything for granted. I don't take anything for granted. Nothing's a little thing to me. A molehill can become a mountain in a little time. Amen. You know, we must stay in touch with God. Like the child who needs to call home, huh? We should call on the Lord and be in touch with him. Not only to ask for his blessings, because we do that, but to thank him for his blessings. Amen? You see, every time we have to buy a new calendar, we get closer and closer to Jesus coming back. And we get closer to living with him all the days. Amen? We need the Lord in all things. Every aspect of your life, you need Jesus. Can I get a witness? There's no such thing as, well, I don't need him here. I don't need him for that. All time, all the days. Doesn't matter who you are, but it does matter whose you are. You see, David found out, our author of this text today, he found out that being anointed a king by God didn't stop him from needing the Lord. Sometimes the devil perks up when you get to be something or somebody. Amen. Didn't bother you when you was a little shot, but time you start being elevated by God, here come the devil. Amen. You know, David wrote Psalm 23 while dealing with life's issues. Anybody got life's issues, huh? You know, since a psalm is a song of praise, that tells me that when you're having life issues, that you can just praise your way through. Can I get a witness? Anybody going through something, just bust out a song. Amen. Next time you're in the store and you hear somebody just bust out with a song, don't laugh. Sing along with them, because they might be going through the same thing that you're going through. Just remember that praise encompasses prayer and worship. Along with your praise, amen, you need to congregate and worship. Amen? Amen. Amen. All the days. All. Not just some of the days, all the days. Before we get to the sixth verse a little bit more, a little deeper, let's consider verses 1 through 5. And see what we got here. We all know Psalm 23. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. See, that says simply, God will provide my needs. Amen. David, who used to be a shepherd, he knows what it was like while he was a shepherd, and he knows that God is his shepherd. Amen. And we are all his sheep. Amen. Sometimes sheep go astray. Can I get a witness? Amen. But if we're God's sheep and he's our shepherd, we should yield to his command, yield to his direction. When he orders our steps, we shouldn't say, Lord, I'm going to go this way. Second verse says, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. You see, David was likely on the run from Saul. So he needed God to provide him with a place to safely lay his head. Can I get a witness? Anybody here need green pastures and some still waters? Anybody tired of navigating rough waters? Anybody need a place of refuge just to be able to lie down, recharge your batteries, say, Lord, I thank you. Next verse. He restored my soul. He led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now listen, God will lead us in righteousness. But will we follow? Huh? Will we follow? If we follow God, goodness and mercy will follow us. Can I get a witness? Number 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, listen, in case you're wondering, Saul wanted to kill David. He didn't want to wish him happy birthday or take him shopping. He wanted to kill David. Can I get a witness? You know, and that thought gave David fear. If somebody chasing you, it'll do something to you, huh? Yeah. And that fear needed to be comforted by God. Now, here at Mount Calvary, we know something about being in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. And in the span of a little more than a month, we laid four people to rest. Can I get a witness? So we know about being in that valley, but we also know that God comforts us in the valley, on the hill, on the riverside, wherever we have to be, lean on God, and He will provide. He will provide. Look at number five. This is a good one. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Listen. Did you know that God will allow you, if you keep your hand in His hand, to triumph right in front of your enemies? While they're looking at you, while they're hating on you, He'll allow you to triumph right in front of them. Now, don't get it twisted. That's not so you can brag. That's so God will get the glory. Can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody triumphed in 2018? Now we get to verse number six. Now we got verse number six. Surely, surely, my little niece Charmaine, whenever she got a little catchphrase, whenever something is said that she'll agree with, she'll say, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In 2019, we need to be sure that we are His. We need to commit ourselves to the Lord. Amen. Some of us need to recommit ourselves. Now, that first word of the text is surely. Surely. That means as for a sure thing, for the truth. It's going to happen. Can I get a witness? Now, let's look at goodness, which is derived from godness, G-O-D-N-E-S-S. Anglo-Saxons changed that way back in probably about the 13th century. But it's derived from godness because everything good is from God. Can I get a witness? Also, goodness can also mean grace because God is giving us something. Huh? But in 2019, let me tell you something. We need more than goodness. We need some mercy. Can I get a witness? Because even though God is good, we ain't gonna be good all the time. Can I get a witness? Look at somebody and say, I ain't gonna be good all the time. So we surely need goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. And we want to dwell in the house of God. We want to exist in Him. We want to be where He is forever. You see, if you're here in 2019, then God has been with you in 2018. From an ecclesiastical standpoint, He has shown His mighty power by showing us goodness and mercy. Amen? Goodness to His creatures, mercy to His sinful creatures. And the giving of His Son, Jesus Christ, fits both of these definitions. Ephesians 1 and 7 says this, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. That's where the mercy comes in. So we need to follow Jesus all the days. All the days. 1 John 2 and 6 says, he that saith he abideth in Him ought also so to walk even as He walked. Amen. We need to try to walk like Jesus. Oh, we can't be Jesus. But we can try to do some of the things that He did. We can't save the world. But we can give Him our soul so we can be saved. Can I get a witness? All the days, I want to be surely a child of God, saved by the blood of Jesus and living for Him. All of the days, I want goodness and mercy. Can't forget the mercy part. To follow me as I follow God. So when I'm bad, I have a Savior that is good. Can I get a witness? All the days I want to be present in God's house to worship in His tabernacle and be spiritually connected to Him. I got some friends who always want to holler about who they connected with. Can I get a witness? Amen. They love to name drop Everywhere we go, they want to drop somebody's name. But every now and then, the name drops them. Can I get a witness? So if you want a name drop, when you go somewhere, drop Jesus' name. Can I get a witness? Tell somebody about Jesus. You see, David needed God all the days of his life. And I'm so glad that through Jesus, we can have him all of our days. Jesus died for all the days. When I'm glad and when I'm bad. When I'm the boss and when I'm lost. When I'm in like Flynn or when I'm just blowing in the wind. When I got plenty of money or when my pocketbook is funny. When I feel